Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? Happy Monday to you. Hope everybody's had a great weekend. Hope too many of you didn't lose no money on the Super Bowl yesterday, because it really wasn't that super. And that's for sure. All right, y'all, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we have a great show planned for you today. It's Mad Monday. That's right, and I know a lot of y'all mad about the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to keep rubbing it in just because I can. Anyway, all right, man. I'm telling you, you want to be a part of the show today? Here's how you can do that. Just give us a call at 347-838-8622. If you want to get on the air live, just press the number 1. Or you can join us in the chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And then there's the email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. And there's the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. So those are all the ways you can be a part of the show today. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Yeah, I'm telling you, just all that great stuff going on. All right. Well, it's February, y'all. February the 3rd. All right. Isn't that amazing? The first month of the year is gone. And, blessing to still be here, that's for sure. And that is for sure. All right, man, I'm telling you, we got some things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a little Black History Month. That's right, it's February, man, and it's Black History Month. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And then we're going to dive a little bit into, let's see, we're going to talk about today? Black History Month and what does it mean? Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about police abuse and corruption, the Keystone Pipeline, and, of course, we're going to jump on the Super Bowl for a hot minute. Like I said, that really wasn't much of a Super Bowl, nothing super about it. Is that right? Depressing, that's what it was. But anyway, you know, somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. That's the way the nature of the beast goes. Oh, I thought we talked about that the other day. I think it was Friday, in fact. All right, I'm gonna stop, y'all. I'm gonna stop. But anyway, hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope your weather today is doing you pretty good. It's a little chilly here in Central Texas, but it's okay. We don't have any snow, so can't complain about that, right? Right. All right. Well, I think I'm gonna chat it up a little bit. You know what though? Check this out. You know, every. No, I'm gonna wait. I'm not even gonna go there yet. I'm going to wait till we get some more individuals so they can hear what I'm about to say about Black History Month. Because, you know, everybody say, where's Black History Month? But nobody really knows. What does that really mean, you know? What does that really mean? So I bet no one knows how I even got started. But I'm going to educate you a little bit today and let you know how I got started. And so you have an idea of why we celebrate Black History Month. You know, originally it wasn't called Black History Month, actually. okay, I'm going a little bit too far now, a little bit too far. So let me back it up a little bit. I want to say hello to Antoinette and Refine and Design. Them beautiful ladies are in the house with me today. And, of course, you know, we got the switchboards going, rewind. The switchboards happening also. All right. Now it's that time, y'all, to bring my beautiful co-host in. I know it's been 2 days since we've been on the air together, so I know she ready. So I don't need to give any more description without anything, because I know she's ready. And here she is, my beautiful co-host, Sister Ngoni Owl. I like saying that. That just seems like so much fun to me. Hello, my co-host. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And yourself, Eric?
I am doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
That's good news. You got me really interested to hear the history of how Black History Month, which wasn't called that prior to, I heard you say, so I'm interested in hearing about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's one of those things I was just sitting around thinking, and I said, oh, yeah, it's Black History Month. Then it came to me, I was like, so how did that get started? You know, who originally came up with the idea of Black History Month? So, you know, I did a little research, a little tiny research, not much, but I got some information, and, I'll be letting them, bringing that to y'all in a little bit. But anyway, before we get to that, co-host, tell me, how was your weekend? What did you do?
Well, it was busy. I took my mother to a place, it's called Citrus Park, where you can sit out on the Gulf of, it's the bay, look out on the water. They got a little beach down there. And then we went grocery shopping, and it was a madhouse because everybody, I guess, was getting ready for the Super Bowl. Oh, my goodness, it was a madhouse.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but we got through it, and, that's it. Just kind of got out and ran around so she could get out and see some of Florida, some of Tampa around and about.
This is Tampa. I know the weather probably great down there right about now. That's all right. Y'all got cold weather coming.
The sun is beaming, and, it's probably about 75 up somewhere in the mid or upper 70s right now.
Wow, see, you know, it's interesting because that's the kind of weather we had this weekend. You know, now it's, 38 degrees outside? I'm telling you, this weather is just like a roller coaster for real this year. I don't know. Eventually, we'll get by it. Oh, my goodness.
Are you unnatural for your area for this time of year?
Well, I mean, it's February, so usually, you know, we have a couple of, you know, cold snaps come through. But this year has been a little bit, a little bit harsher than normal.
I see.
You know, so, you know, it's interesting, you know, because we've had a lot of sleet and, sleet and snow and more than usual. So, I don't know, it's just unusual type of thing going on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, this too shall pass.
Of course. You know, we have survival instincts anyway, so there's no we'll be okay. That we will. You know, that just lets you know you can't control. Well, some people are trying to control it, but, you know, Mother Nature do what Mother Nature do. For the most part. We ain't going to get into that other part yet. About, you know, the big machines and things of that nature. Oh, man, I tell you. You know, it's amazing. Every time I get close to the show, I start getting nervous and getting hyped and nervous. And then I play the opening song, Happy, and I really get hyped. So this is the time I have to calm down a little bit, you know. Have to calm down and get my nerves back under control. That's interesting, though. I guess that's the way of saying I still like doing my show, so I don't have an issue. And then I'll be waiting on y'all because, you see, I have to be correct because y'all be putting me to the test a lot of times. So, but it's good. That's a great thing. You know, keep me on my toes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you still like doing your show. We like you doing your show. And I feel the same way about that music. Sometimes my head will be, you know, so many different places. I'm reading or I've been listening to some heavy-duty stuff on YouTube, and then I find that it's time for me to sign on and get ready to do the show. And when that music comes on, it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, it's time, you know?
Right. Right. I know. So I think that's why I picked it, you know. I'm like, ah. But anyway, it's time for some more music now. And Miss Mundy. And, you know, I gave my music director the day off last night. So I did the music. So y'all know what we about to do. Y'all know what we're about to do. We're about to get it down. We about to get down. What's up, the boo one? How you do? All right. So without further ado, yes, ma'am.
It sounds like I need to go get my dancing shoes. Is that right?
You may need those today. You may need those. Yeah, I think so. I kind of did it up last night a little bit, just a little bit. You know, I started off. I was gonna do some protest songs. You know, being that it was Black History Month. But when I got to work, I was like, nah, I don't want to do that yet. And I'll do that later on in the week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I came up with some other stuff to pump us up for the beginning of the week. Because you know how I feel about the beginning of the week. You got to get hyped for the beginning of the week. And you'd have a long weekend. Then you have to get up and go to work. You'd be, Hey, sometimes just getting out to bed, whether you got to work or not, is a chore on Monday. So we always have to get that blood flowing a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. All right, y'all. So without further ado, here it is, man. Y'all Monday Mix.
We can dance.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, man, that was your Monday music mix. And if it didn't move on that, I don't know. You may have to check something going on with you because, whoo, boy, I was in here skating and dancing and bumping and I was rocking, man. I'm telling you. That was, man, I'm telling you. I got to give myself some applause for that one because, wow. Oh man, that was cool, man. I'm telling you. Whew. I got to catch my breath again now, man. I'm telling you. Oh, that was good. Thank you, Daboo. Oh, Coles, you done made it back yet?
I'm here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that was great, Eric.
Oh, man, that was rocking there, I'm telling you. My goodness. Ooh, it sounded better today than it did yesterday. Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Oh,
yeah. Nice music. Take you back to a good time. I saw some comments in the chat room. I think it was Dabu said, take me back to high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, and they ended with Taste of Honey. Oh, man, you know, them girls used to get it back in the day. Be beating on that bass. Boom, 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 boom. Woo, boy, I'll tell you, nothing like some old good old bass there. Yeah. All right, so let me give some shout-outs while I'm catching my breath. Of course, we got Antoinette. We got the Boo One. We got Enjoying Life. Then we got guests, 1524, 1547, 1594. And we got the lovely Michelle calling in from Australia. Then we got Refine and Design. Then we got Tahaka from Duval. That's Jacksonville, Florida, y'all. How do I know that? Because that's where I be from. All right. So, y'all, welcome to the show. I'm glad everybody can make it today. Okay. All right. Now, I got to go on. I got to catch my breath, man. So, well, I got to catch my breath. We're going to bring my beautiful co-host in and let her go on and knock out the quote of the day before we get started on the goods part of the show. I don't know. The music is the good part, so we just going to get better. Put it that way. Oh, we got Deep H2O in the house. Okay. I'm telling you, man, these names. Oh, but anyway, without further ado, dog, let me quit talking and bring my co-host in so she can drop some of that knowledge on us. So here it is, without further ado, the quote of the day.
He who lives with untruth lives in spiritual slavery. Freedom is still the bonus we receive for knowing the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Truth is belligerent because it is at war with lies.
Good Lord. Did y'all hear that? Now, I know the chat room should be buzzing about this one here, man. I mean, really. He lives with untruth, lives in spiritual slavery. You know, freedom is still the bonus we receive for knowing the truth. Y'all heard that? Freedom is still the bonus we receive for knowing the truth. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Truth is belligerent because it is at war with lies. Wow. That, I mean, man, I'm telling you, that's some good stuff right there. I mean, can it be any simpler? Can it be any simpler? You know? here on this show right here, dude, that's what we try and do. We try and bring you some truth. You know, so you get out of that spiritual slavery, and enjoy that freedom that knowing the truth brings to you. But before you can do all of that, you got to have an open mind, though. You know, we've been taught so many lies throughout the years. You know, it's hard sometimes to get away from that. But once you open that mind and realize the truth and let the spiritual side take over, man, you talking about freedom. All right. I'm not gonna get in the pulpit on y'all today. All right. Oh my goodness. But anyway. Oh man, co-host, what you got to add to my sermon on that one?
Well, I think you did pretty good, Eric. I don't know what more I can add. I just think that sometimes we don't recognize we have certain concepts, ideas, conditioning operating in us on a subconscious level. So I think we have to do the hard work of examining those things. We have to ask ourselves who's running our brain, because often, you know, we operate on ideas that we just don't question. So in order to get to the truth, I think that's one of the first things we have to do, is to do some introspection and to ask ourselves, you know, what do we need to keep and what do we need to throw out?
Mm. All right. That I'm talking about. Nice, nice, nice way of putting it. That I'm talking about. Wow. Hey, sounds like a program. Listen to y'all. Anyway, hey, y'all want to catch up on it? The quote of the day is in the chat room, so you know y'all can read up and
call in and speak on it.
Yeah, you can always call in and speak on it. Hey, y'all know how it works here. Y'all call in, we let you talk. You know, as long as you start talking crazy. But anyway, while we waiting on the lines to get hot there, Tahaka, I see you, my brother. I'll get you on in a minute. All right. Certain things I want to get out the way first. All right, y'all, as I mentioned before, this is Black History Month. And, you know, every year in February, we go through the Black History programs, and, you know, we have these little special movies that come on television all the time. But here it is. Do y'all really know why we have Black History? Do y'all even know why the month of February was chosen for Black History Month? How many of y'all know before I give y'all an answer? Because I found out. you know, I got to get a ticking clock so I can be like Jeopardy. Dun, 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 dun. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right, y'all, here it is. Why was the month of February picked as for Black History Month? And you know why? Because both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass were born in the month of February. And as many people want you to believe, Lincoln was a U.S. president that issued an Emancipation Proclamation, and Douglass was a leading abolitionist of his time. So that's why we celebrated in what this thing called February. Now, how did Black History Month get started? Oh, you got something to say, co-host?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Now, Black History Month begun because Carter Woodson, okay, he was the son of former slaves and the second Black American to receive a degree from Harvard University. He urged the Omega Psi Phi fraternity to create Negro History and Literature Week in February. See, so it wasn't originally called Black History Month. It was called Negro History and Literature Week. Okay. He also founded the Association of the Study of Negro Life and History, through which he provided cities and communities materials for Black history activities and events. Of course, in the 1970s, amid the Black Power movement, the association changed Negro History Week to Black History Month. So, see, how many of y'all knew all that? Wow. That was interesting. I thought it was. Oh, let's see. Thank you, Antoinette. I'll tell you, Antoinette be keeping me on point. So that's why we celebrate Black History Month in February, and that's how I got started. It would be that the Omegas, you know, would start something like that. I'm not gonna get into it. I may have some on the switchboard, they're going to get mad at me. I start saying a little rant. But anyway, that's how it got started, y'all. And today, during this month, I'll be bringing out little tidbits, you know, to let y'all know about Black History Month. You know, the different people that had, you know, real contributors to making the Blacks, the African Americans, how we, you know, as successful as we has been. we have been. Of course, we know we can do better, but, hey, we did so good so far. All right. Now, I done gave y'all a little tidbit right there. So we're going to bring my home slice into the show. You know, he's calling from Duval, home of them Jacksonville Jaguars, and they better known as Jacksonville, Florida. Without further ado, here it is. Tahaka, know the button, the amount of days. All right. Mr. Tahaka, brother, what's going on?
Hey, everything is fine, brother. How you all doing on the network?
No, we're doing wonderful.
Okay, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Tahaka Amana L. Bay. I'm a minister of education for the Moorish government. I teach law and commerce, and I have a website, and we have professional items there to help people in commerce. And I took the liberty of using one of them. And it's called the Get Rid of the Mortgage Package, and I'm been successful with that. I got a confirmation from the mortgage company letting me know that the mortgage has been canceled because it was illegal in the beginning. And then I got a second confirmation from the county and city officials here in Florida letting me know that the debt is wiped clean. There is no more mortgage. So I wanted to come on here this evening and let you know that all of this is possible, it's true, it's real, and we was talking about truth and lies, so I'm standing here today with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in my hand. So, brother, I must say that one of the most important things that we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take a real close look at the items that were not put into the school system. The law was removed from the school system. The art of money is not being taught in the school system. And there are quite a few other things that are not being taught in the school system. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to grab a hold of this stuff, and we're going to have to investigate it, and we're going to have to use it so that we can truly be free. Because if you are not burdened with debt, then you can get on with the business of living. And that's what I wanted to add in involving that.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Congratulations, because I know you've probably been studying for a number of years, Brother Tahaka.
Well, yes, I have, but it doesn't take a whole lot of study to figure this one out. Most people don't know that when they, at the signing, when you get in your house, they don't give you full disclosure. You're not allowed to take documents that they're asking you to sign and take to an attorney. And then they send you, they slip you what's called a mortgage servicing agreement, and they tell you that the bank is going to give you a loan. Now, when you go to the bank, you sign more paperwork, and the bank tells you everything is satisfied. You walk out of there with paperwork, but the bank does not give you any money, because what is taking place is the bank has taken your signature and monetized that signature, because the United States of America is operating in a bankruptcy today, and they've issued House Joint Resolution 192 to satisfy your debt by signature. So once you put this thing together and serve it on them, they cannot deny it. They can't back up on it because they are the ones that created it. So that's what we use. Also, when it comes to your property taxes, that is also illegal. If you are living in a home and that home is not a business, then you should not, according to law, be paying taxes. It's just that simple. I know this sounds incredible, but I'm only telling you what I know for a fact and what works.
Well, brother, I'm thankful that you shared that. I try to speak on that a little bit on Friday. I'm not as well educated on it as you are, but I was aware, and I try to tell people, if you think this is incredible, open up your mortgage, and right in there it tells you you have a tenancy agreement.
That's right. You're not.
They do that back office.
They're owning a house, but they're not. They're regarded as tenants. You're right.
Yeah, they do that back office banking when they send that attorney down to the courthouse to register your property. That's why when they register it, then you just gave up your rights to the state.
That's right. Now, you can recoup that, but what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to take control of the situation. You're going to have to fill out proper proper documentation and realize that there's two doors to this situation. There's a back door and a front door. Once you lock the back door, you're officially ready to slam the front door shut and lock it too. That locks them out. That's the end, period.
Can you describe the front door and the back door?
That's what I was about to ask. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now your back door has to do with your taxes. It has to do with certain documentation that are available and been available for you all along that you're going to have to deal with. And it will be a disservice for me to just come out and tell you how to do this because this is going to have to be done a certain way. So we put it in a package, and we also guide you along step by step to make sure that you don't make a mistake with this. Because we're talking about your environment, we're talking about your home, so you're going to have to do this just right to make sure it is right. And when it comes to the front door, you simply take the mortgage company and put their you-know-what in a sling, and that's the end of them. So once you get that done, that's out. That's the end. You're free and clear. You can go on and start using, because we teach the financial system and show people how to use the same techniques that the rich are using to maintain control of their finances and how to accumulate wealth. And so that is your next step. So I put mine in place first, and it works well for me, tremendous amount of cash flow, because I follow the principles, the same identical principles that they use.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. So, brother, I just got a couple of questions for you, because in your opening you mentioned about teaching the art of money. So what is the art of money actually, and where can we find these documents so, you know, we can go ahead and get some financial freedom as you're speaking of?
Okay, well, it's very, very simple. I'll tell you what it is right now. First of all, if you got a sheet of paper and you wrote at the top of that sheet of paper the word income, and you scroll down a little further and you write the word expense. You scroll down a little further from there, you write the word assets. And at the end of that, you scroll down a little bit further and you write the word liability. Now, the first thing that we have to understand is the difference between an asset and a liability. An asset puts money in the pocket. A liability takes money out. You have to ask yourself a question. If I stop working today or tomorrow, will my liabilities feed me or will they eat me? Your automobile is a liability. Your home is a liability. You got to pay for gas in there. You got to make repairs. You got to put tires, so that's money coming out the pocket. You got to pay lights, water, rent, gas, and all that stuff. That's money coming out of the pocket. So that's listed there. So you got that part right. Now what we're going to have to do and what the rich do is we're going to have to understand how to stop concentrating on income and start concentrating on assets to income. And what I mean by that is every time you get some money, if you get paid on Friday, the government of the United States has already made it illegal for you to pay yourself first. They've taken out Social Security and they've taken out income tax off the top. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to turn that around. You're going to have to take that money, and the first thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to pay yourself a percentage out of that. You're going to write the total amount that you got in the income section. The next section underneath the expense section is the asset section. So the amount that you paid yourself is going to have to be written into the asset section. You already written down your liabilities, your home, your automobile, and what have you. Now, so what we're going to do now is we're going to draw a line up from the assets to the income, because what happens is on an average poor person, they get income coming in. The first thing they concentrate on is, well, I got to pay this bill, I got to pay that bill, I got to buy grocery, I got to buy this, that, and the other, before they ever pay themselves. And then they're struggling to get to the asset section, which is the savings, and they can't make it. So what we're going to do, we're going to develop the habit of paying yourself first. Put the money in an asset section. If you do not have a bank account already, take an envelope, write the word asset on it, take that amount that you broke off for yourself, and I recommend $10 out of every $100. if and the rules are for every $1,000 that you're making, that's $300 in the asset section. That's the rule. Okay, so you put that money in that envelope, and you're going to accumulate enough to take it and put it in the bank or put it in a position where it's going to either produce a large portion of interest, but the bottom line is that money is going to be used to invest in an income-producing asset. It's just that simple. You're going to develop the habit of making your money work for you to the point where you no longer work for money. Now, the next step is on that same line that you're drawing up from the asset section to the income section, you're going to put a little box on that line. Set up your little corporation. All this is done on paper. And take that corporation and set it up in a trust. All that's done on paper. Every expense you make from now on is no longer purchased by you. It's purchased by the corporation. Every investment you make is invested by the corporation. That's held by that trust. You're going to spend as much as you can, invest as much as you can, and you're going to donate or give away to the church or whatever your charity is as much as you can, and then you're going to be taxed on what's left. And that means with this kind of control system, you pay absolutely no taxes. And that is how the rich do it. It's just a matter of developing certain habits toward certain rules and regulations that the rich are using to remain wealthy. If I put $1,000 in the bank, I do not go to the bank and get that $1,000 out and invest in anything. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the bank, tell the bank I need a loan using my $1,000 as collateral. I need a loan of $1,000 using my $1,000 as collateral. Then I'm going to make the investment. Now, if I get four banks set up and I deposit $400, making regular deposits in the bank without any withdrawals, I can go to that bank, bank number one, get a loan using my $400 as collateral, walk around the corner, deposit those $400 in bank number two, go back, start making payments on bank number one until the $400 is paid off plus interest. And we'll do this thing four different times, and what will happen is the credit industry will issue you AAA certified credit. Now you're officially ready to start making large investments using leverage, which you follow the rules of never taking your money out to invest in anything. You always want a loan so that you can make these investments on income investing assets, and you're still following the same rule of paying yourself first no matter how much money you make. You've developed a cash flow system, and you're locked in to a system of wealth moving toward richness. Now you can officially do something, and the bottom line is freedom. So it's just a matter of these little simple steps. Do you need me to break them down a little bit further for you?
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I can see the value in the system that you're, you know, teaching to develop discipline, to be able to understand how to play the game, because this is definitely a game. But my question is, since you have established the fact that the mortgage, the bank didn't give you a loan, how is it that they're giving you a loan in the process that you just shared with us?
Okay, what they're gonna do is the bank can be counted on to continue to wear the mask of the fact that they actually have money, and you and I know they don't. All you have to do is get paid on your job, take your paycheck, go to the bank and say, look, I need you to, I don't want any cash money. I need you to give me lawful money and exchange this paycheck here for silver and gold. Of course, you're going to have to speak to the supervisor because they don't have any money. All they have is debt. But now, when it comes to the bank and your mortgage, that's a whole different ball game, because there's a national scam going on where they're leading people to believe that they have given them a loan. But what has taken place is they've actually taken your signature, and they've monetized your signature. They've accessed your K-Trust because you got your Social Security number, they got your name, they got everything connected to your intricate Seski K-Trust, so they're able to access that. When you sign your name on the dotted line at that bank and at that signing, the house is paid for on your signature. But now, when it comes to investment and the moving of this fiat currency, we can officially now tell the bank that we're going to need a loan using our fiat as collateral. So what is the bank going to give you? The bank is going to give you some more fiat.
No, they're giving you credit, aren't they? Because there isn't any money. They're simply giving
right.
us credit, right?
Right. Okay, so if you got paid and you deposited that piece of paper in the bank and you got a, you said, well, like, I want to cash that, what are they going to give you? They're going to give you some paper fiat. So what the bank is going to do, if you're going to need a transfer on that loan, they'll grant that, or if you need a check, they will write that and give that to you, and you still use it.
Well, yeah, but a check
it's
is
more like go ahead.
A check. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Taharka.
It's unlike the mortgage situation where you never receive a check. You're only told that everything is paid, but there are violations in that. And even if they once you bring this information out, then they cannot deny this information, and they're forced to do what you want them to do, because what they're doing is double dipping. But now, when it comes to dealing in commerce, you don't have to handle a whole lot of commerce. You want to put things in motion and use the process of obligation on your investments. The key is to gain freedom and positioning of how to use and play the commerce game.
So are you saying that House Joint Resolution 192 that was superseded by Public Law 7310 does not apply in commercial transactions where you use negotiable instruments such as checks and so forth and so on? You're saying that, I mean, that, or have we just not arrived at the point yet where we're ready to move it to the next level? Because anytime we do commerce, our signature is what's being traded, right? It's what our labor is being used as collateral, correct?
Yes. If you go to, let's say I want to buy you a wash and dryer, what I would do is go to the store that sells a wash and dryer. If they wanted $900 for it, I'd give them $900 cash to keep them giving a history lesson. And I would have the supervisor, a manager of the store, sign that receipt with his signature, attach it to a cover letter, send it to the Department of Treasury, and send a copy of it to the Internal Revenue Service, letting them know that it was my signature that paid for the item. However, I was forced to give fiat currency. And what will happen is the Internal Revenue Service will do their job, which means they are bookkeepers, and they will set off the debt and inform the company that you purchased the items from to forward you the fiat back.
And you should be able to recoup that the fiat currency, right?
That's what I just said. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But the problem is the majority of this country don't understand that. What they did was, in 1933, Roosevelt and them called for all Americans inside the United States to turn into gold. Okay, that meant that we couldn't pay our bills. So what they had to do in that same year is issue House Joint Resolution 192. It is in that same year that the United States of America that we once knew, in 1933, filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they are currently still in the bankruptcy today. So what we are facing here is we have an entire system that's just barely afloat, living off of fumes, trying to maintain some type of legitimacy in an operation that has failed long ago. That's what the movie The Wizard of Oz tells the whole story. The golden slippers, the follow the yellow brick road to the Emerald City, where the gold was kept in exchange for the currency and paper money, when it tells you right there on the money that it's a Federal Reserve note. So when you look up the definition of note, it tells you it's an agreement between two parties. If you look at the face of the dollar, there is the agreement. It's an agreement between the Federal Reserve Bank and the Secretary of Treasury, whose signature is at the bottom. That doesn't have anything to do with you. That money is never, that fiat is never supposed to be put into the public. It always remains in the private.
That's right.
So when you begin to operate in the private, using the rules and regulations as governing wealth and mastering the commerce game, it's over. You're well on your way to freedom, and you can stop making a living and get on with the art and of living.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Brother Taharka.
You're welcome, sister.
Wow, that was pretty deep. But since we got you on and you've given us this great lesson, let me ask you this question. Well, before I ask this question, well, I will, then I bring Wesley in. Now, you know, we've actually spoken on fiat currency here on the show, me and my co-host. So I guess my question is, with this so-called debt ceiling, is that really something that really exists, or is it something they're making up again to, you know, lead us down the wrong road?
Well, what they got to do is you have to understand that every government on the planet, every government, has to control what the masses believe. That is why they own the media. That is why we get what we think is news, which is not news. It's just simply unnecessary information. What we need is news, but we don't get that. Now, when you hear them say that we're raising the debt ceiling, you have to keep in mind that there is no money. Germany called for the United States after the housing collapse here recently. Germany called for the United States to, look, we need our gold. We need to bring our inspectors in, because the United States took the gold out of Germany belonging to these people, but this gold had German stamps on it. And they said, well, look, we need to come in and inspect our gold in your vaults. The United States said, yes, yeah, you can inspect the gold. So when the people got ready to come here, the Federal Reserve wouldn't allow the people to come in and look at the gold. And then they turned around and said, well, look, this is what we're going to do. Give us 2 years, and we're going to give you your gold. So as a whole bunch of upsetness about it, and they kept it out of the media. Keep in mind, they kept it because they control the media. They said, we're going to give this, but what they was able to do is give them $5 billion in gold. So they defaulted on the first thing they said for Duca. They owe them $7 billion, but they couldn't give them but $5. So we got, people are under the impression that we got gold inside of Fort Knox. Well, how you going to have gold in Fort Knox to cover the dollar, because the dollar doesn't have it, no paper money has any value without any gold backing it up, any precious metal backing it up. It doesn't exist on this rock that we live on, that we call Earth. So how you going to have gold in Fort Knox and owe China $7-8 trillion at the same time? You can't. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to continue to fool the masses, because the masses are the one that's expending the real money through human energy. You got to control what they think. And when this thing collapses, you're going to have to still have control of what the masses think, so they will never know what has happened to them, what you've done, because once they do, people are going to start riding in the street. So what the United States has done is they've set up concentration camps all across the United States. They put chains and shackles inside train cars. They've ordered millions and millions with special bullets. They're bringing in special forces from other countries and stuff to put on the ground inside the United States, because they know sooner or later the jig is going to be up. You cannot continue to create fiat out of thin air without nothing backing it. When they created the Federal Reserve Bank over there on Jekyll Island, when they did that was a turning tide to America's greatness right there. But the people simply don't know. There is no money. There is only debt. So when we define the words, when we look up every word that surrounds the dollar bill that we got, it will become plain to us. Look up the word note. Look up the word money. Look up the word debt. Look up the word currency. Look them all up. And that will tell you right there, point blank, where we are.
All right. See, that's what I like to hear right there. But hold on. Let me bring two others into the conversation. We're going to welcome Wesley to the show and Pianki. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Hey, my brother, you got contact information, man? I can get in contact with you, man, because I don't really want to go my situation over the app. I just want to get in contact with you, man.
Yeah, you can always call me at area code 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I host Block Talk Radio show at night as well.
Okay, my brother. I'm going to call you, man, and that's how I want to talk to you off the air, man. I let Mr. Pianki and the rest of everybody have on the show, but I appreciate it. My name is Wes. I call you, man, sometime. Real talk.
Okay, Wes.
Yeah, when y'all don't want that wasteless, useless money no more, just give it to me. I'll take it.
Okay, Pianki, I know you. What's going on, brother? Well, the fiat is still floating in the air, and I look at the prophecies of Nubugu Ali. A lot of us are not aware of the brother, but he said the day will come when $20 bill will float down the street and nobody will pick him up. And one thing I do know about prophecies, once they put in place, that's it, that's out. So you can say anything you want to say. That's coming to pass. So all the investigation, all the work has been put in, your driver's license, all that's illegal and bogus. I've already proven that. I was able to get that out of the way and create my own license plate on my computer, put it on my truck, create my own ID, get in the truck, and me and the man went round and round one good time. They put about 35 officers down on top of me, but after the smoke was clear, it was nobody but me and the man standing. He told me he was going to try to arrest me. I said, you ain't going to be able to do nothing, man. Give me my stuff, nigga. So it ended up I was able to ride through the city without being stopped ever again after that. It's just a matter of knowing the truth and enforcing the truth. And I take Rome's stick and use it on Rome because that's the stick that Rome created, and that means that's the stick that Rome is familiar with.
We have a family reunion over here at my house. Why don't you drive on over here and so you can attend? I'll buy you gas.
Where you at, Pianki?
I'm over here in
Missouri. Ain't nobody trying to hear that mess, Pianki. Be for real.
You shot brother Pianki.
Yeah, I shot him. We ain't even trying to hear that.
Well, anyway,
you're always trying to start some stuff.
Of, for those people who would like to learn this stuff, I've created a massive library, and I created it for my people because I went inside. I kept going inside the library here in my town, and I kept noticing that there was all these books up there on the shelf, but there was nothing in it that I could relate to or that would deliver me. So I created one for us, been working on for quite a few years. We constantly put new information in there, and there's a ton of information, and everything that I'm telling you now is there not only in Word, PDF, audio, but video, and video. Also, how to deal with the Internal Revenue Service, how to cancel your mortgage, how to cancel all non-beneficial contracts, what you need to be doing as far as your survival is concerned, how to maintain and keep your weapons and purchase weapons off the grid, and how to grow your own food, how to set up your aquaponics and hydroponic systems. All of this information is available to us at newfreehelpgroup.com. Just go over to www.newfreehelpgroup.com and catch my radio broadcast, because I do an online radio broadcast right here on Block Talk Radio. It's Mortgage Talk Live 100, and I try to put broadcasts on that's dealing directly with what we need to be concerned about now. I don't believe in wasting any time. I believe in dealing with the solution to the problem. And I don't believe in telling somebody how to do something that I haven't already done myself. So it may take me a little while, but when I do it, then now it's time for you to just simply duplicate what you see in existence. And that's what you
mentioned something here a few minutes ago, and I got curious about. And you say purchase weapons off the grid. What exactly do you mean by that?
Okay.
And what type of weapons are you talking about?
We're talking about all of them. Anything that you can use to defend yourself, because what we have to understand is we have to look at reality in the face of reality. The first thing you got to do is you got to look at the collapse, an economic collapse and natural disasters that occurred over the earth and what people have done in the past and what happened. If we look at Katrina, what happened with Katrina is when that thing struck and they broke the dikes so they could take the land from the Pope, the United States military came in. And they went past all the looters and the poor people and all the crooks and criminals and went straight to the middle class and well-off people. Took these Caucasians out their house, handcuffed them on the grass, and went inside their house and took their weapons. Okay, that's exactly what happened. You can see it right there on YouTube. Okay, now, the question is, well, how do they know where these people live? They know where these people live because these people have weapons registered. Anytime you hear the word registration in these type of terms, these things tie you to government control. This is how they rule over you. See, we don't study the art of politics. We don't understand how this country was put together, what happened in certain times. We do not look at people, places, times, and events. And when you put this formula together and you begin to look at it, that will tell you what you need to do. See, the United States, is not a country anymore. It's operating as a corporation. They've already signed the documentation declaring they're a corporation. Obama is the president of the United States of America Corporation. And a corporation does not have citizens, because if a corporation can have citizens, Walmart will have some. But it can't. And we keep saying that we are citizens of the United States. But everybody outside the walls of the United States know about what's going on is that the people inside, because you cannot see the forest if you are too close to the trees.
Is my mic still open?
We hear you, Piaggi.
So you was talking about the mortgage, Tarharka.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mean to tell me that people shouldn't be paying a mortgage once they're in the house?
The mortgage is illegal, Fiangi.
It's illegal?
I already proved that. I got the documents right here in my hand with the mortgage company already, because what I did was I sent them some information with some specific questions in it according to law, with all case law listed. And by law, in the form of an affidavit, and they had 14 days to answer. They came out as best they could. But none of what they responded to was the answer to any question. So they automatically went in default. I came back with a notice of default, an opportunity to cure, giving them 10 more days. They defaulted
on that.
Let
me ask you something, Tarharka. Now, when you send them that 14-day discovery notice, and they come back and send you. Well, if you say you gave them 14 days.
Yeah.
So they come back to you, and that's what you said? So you come back. So they come back. Well, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
What I said is I sent them a 17-page affidavit with 60 points of case law. Now, by law, they're going to have to answer all 60 points, or that affidavit stands as true. They're going to have to answer the affidavit, or the affidavit stands as true. They tried to answer as best they could. They already know they was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean without a life raft and no paddle.
All right, now, you send them that 60-page notice, and you give them 30 days to answer, right?
I give them 14 days. I actually didn't have to
give
them.
You give
them
14 days. Now, what happens? Yeah. What happens when the mortgage company sends you a letter and say in 10 days they're foreclosing on your property?
Well, that's a good thing, because that lets you know that you got them.
Now I'm only talking about what I have seen, experienced before. We had a lady here by the name of Dorothea Moore, who lived on a house, stayed in a house right off of Van Deventer and on Lexington. And she tried that with a company, what you're talking about, and she lost her house.
Well, I don't know what she did, but at the outset, I told you, you got a back door and you got a front door.
She ain't got either one now.
Huh?
She don't have either one now, Tarka.
Well,
now, I will grant to you that I have seen that done with credit cards, but you can't do it now because they changed credit card law. I seen a guy get out of $43,000 of credit card debt doing just like you doing, sending the letters. He sent three letters, giving them 30 days to produce the promissory note. And since the credit card companies didn't come back, matter of fact, I got a copy of the case and transcripts in there in the other room, he went to arbitration. And the companies never came to the arbitrator. The arbitrator awarded the decision in his favor. He went to the court, and the judge dropped it.
Well, I don't.
But they kept They kept coming back at him. Of course, the guy is dead now, but he did get out of underneath the credit card company. But since then, they changed the bankruptcy laws, which had a clause in it, which protect that, because now you see that you can't take things to court like you used to get out of disputes and so forth. You have to take them to arbitration. So I'm saying this is that used to work with credit cards, but it don't work anymore. And I never seen it work with a house. No simple reason, because judges are elected at the state level, and a judge would dare rule against a bank or a mortgage company at the state level for fear of using their job. Now, if you can get into federal court back then, it was a possibility it would work. Then you had another problem. No lawyers would even take it, because they got to stand behind in front of the judge into a court after your case either goes one way or the other, and then you know what happens to their credibility.
Well,
on that driver's license, we got a guy here that was using that sovereign citizen thing. His name is Bernard Hook. You know one thing about me, I'm going to give you names and places. And he was driving out in St. Anne, Missouri, and the police stopped him, and he pulled out that driver's license. It was a white female cop, and she asked him, "Say, what is this?" And he told her exactly what you just got through saying, and this is what he told me. This white woman looked at him and said, "Bernard, I know you work at the police, at the post office. Now, you even show me your driver's license, you going to jail." So you know what Bernard Hook's done to Harker? He went back into his wallet and gave her his state of Missouri issued driver's license to keep from going to
jail.
That
was a mistake. Well, let me deal with the first thing first. First of all, Fiyaki, I don't go inside the man's courthouse. Everything that I've done with the mortgage, I've done with pure paperwork, and it never hit the courthouse, and it never will. Now, this is what I have in my hand involving that, and I'm going to deal with the driving license thing in a minute. It says here, recording requested and prepared by TD Service Company, 4000 West Metropolitan Drive, Street 400, Orange, California, 92868, Julian E. Yanez. It says, satisfaction of mortgage. Know all men by these presented that the undersigned holder of a certain mortgage whose parties, dates, and recordings information are below does hereby acknowledge that it has received full payment and satisfaction of same. Accordingly, the county recorder is hereby authorized and directed to discharge the same upon the record of said mortgage. Original mortgager, my name, single man, original mortgagee, mortgage electronic registration system incorporated as nominee for Wilmington Finance Division, AIG Federal Savings Bank is success source and assignee's mortgage dated December 14, 2005, recorded on December 27, 2005 as instrument number 200-546-7600 in book number 12968 at page number 1895, County of Duval, State of Florida, in witness whereof, you understand, by the officer duly authorized, had duly executed the foregoing instrument in the story. Now, and it's got the notary stamp and all that stuff on it. But anyway,
yeah, I understand that, Norica.
But now,
I've heard those. I've heard those. If I could say something real quick to you.
Driver license thing, when it comes to the driver license thing. Because what you're telling me is about some stuff that I don't know anything about. All I know is when I do what I do, I win. Okay, and then have the evidence to show it. Now,
how much you charge? How much a fee you charge people? How much do you charge?
This is what I did in Florida. Stop interrupting, brother. I didn't interrupt you.
Okay, I just want to make sure you can hear me.
For the FBI or something. But anyway, this is what I did. The first thing I did is I created a license plate on my computer. I created an identification for myself, put it in a book. I put it a photograph of the manufacturer that manufactured my vehicle. I put that in there. I put all the case law about my freedom of right to travel and the actual case law issued by the United States Supreme Court inside that book. I devised an affidavit. I sent it to the sheriff, putting him on notice of the fact that I'm going to be exercising my freedom of right to travel, and I'm going to hold him in his personal capacity liable for arrest, handcuff, or detention, or any of this stuff at $4,000 apiece. Sent it to him certified mail with return receipt. He, in turn, didn't know what to do, or either he knew what to do and got scared or whatever, but he sent it to a law firm. When the law firm contacted me about collecting on behalf of the sheriff, I sent them an affidavit with the same information in it, letting them know that we're going to sue them and their firm and call for an audit on their capital account. And then we didn't hear nothing else from nobody else. So I got in the vehicle, got out on the pavement, and drove anywhere I wanted to do, go put that truck everywhere that I could possibly put it, except in the front shirt of the police department, until I finally got one with the balls to stop. What happened is, we ended up with 30 or 35 police on the scene. When they came out there, one gentleman told the rest of them, look, you can do what you want to do, but when it comes to him killing people, he's not going to see me because I'm going to leave. And that's what he did.
Wow.
And everybody else followed
Eric,
him.
What is all that noise?
And one officer left, and he told me that, well, you know, I can arrest you. I said, you can't do nothing, man. I said, give me my stuff, let me go. And I got in my truck and left him. And that was the end. And
but, Mark, let me ask you a question.
Bumper to bumper.
Okay.
Everywhere
on,
I went, bumper to bumper. No lights,
on,
no stopping. I pull in front of a parking meter, get out, go in, stay as long as I want to. No ticket on the car, no more. The end. Then I turned around now. Got a girlfriend of mine car with license plates on it. She got a driver's license. They didn't know. They stopped me. I got out the car and let them know the same information. The next thing I know, she called me and said the popo running up behind the car, but they ain't cutting the license no more. I told her, I said they're reading the tag because they think I'm in there.
Hmm.
So
all right.
It ain't
hold
what
on,
you
hold,
do is how
hold
you
on
do
for
it.
A minute, brother. Hold on for a minute. Somebody's got a cell phone that's close to the phone or something because it's got a feedback or hum coming. So y'all may want to check that out. But let me bring Michael into the show onto the show as well. He's been waiting patiently, so let me bring him in so he can get his little questions and answers in. Michael, you there?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Talk. How you doing?
Hey, man, hello. What's going on?
Pretty good. Well, first of all, I would like to get some points out real quick. He does have a little point. What's your name, sir? I don't like to say that. What's your name, sir?
My name is Tahaka.
Tahaka, yes, Mr. Tahaka. Mr. Tahaka does have a point when he's talking about the mortgage companies, and I think Bianchi brought a certain situation. What I have learned is sometimes when the mortgage companies and, you know, in 08 when all these mortgages was being sold, the bank crisis, mortgages was being sold to other mortgage companies. It would jump from 3 and 4 mortgage companies at a time. Customers would get their a letter saying, oh, your mortgage has been sold to Countrywide, Bank of America. But during this process, foreclosure, the original bill of sale, the original has may have been lost in some cases. In some cases, when they took the people to court, if the person did not present the original. When you go to court, you can't bring no copies. You have to bring an original so they can make copies of that original. But the original bill of sale was not produced, so people have wiggle room by that. But another thing, Mr. Tuff, I'm serious about this, from one host to another, and this goes to another point he said. I think you need to get a disclaimer on your show, Mr. Tuff, because you questioned him, and when I heard it, I had a question too. When he says purchasing guns off of the grid, what do you mean by that, sir? Because purchasing guns off of a grid, that's an illegal weapon. If you're going to purchase a gun across this border, just geographical location on this earth, and you're saying you purchased it off a grid, you're saying that you purchased illegal guns, sir? What are you trying to say?
Let me clarify that for you.
What do you mean by that? Okay, clarify that.
There is a lawful and legal way to purchase firearms without registration. What you're going to need is, once again, the same tools that I use. What I do is I take Rome. Rome is the one who created this thing. And I take Rome's stick and put the stick in Rome's hand and simply ask him, do you recognize this? Rome has no choice but to say yes. What I'm talking about is being able to do what you have to do legally and lawfully. I'm not talking about going out and buying hot weapons.
No. When you say purchases under the grid, that means that the government does not have a serial number, or even because someone has to make that gun. It's a manufacturer. So those gun manufacturers have regulations that the government, the federal government, put upon them. You're saying that it's going to be on the grid somewhere. It's going to be if the manufacturer give it to a distributor and the distributor give it to a retailer, it's going to be tracked. You're saying under the grid that the government has no problem with that. And I'm saying that's like Fast and the Furious, sir. That's illegal.
Well,
from the federal government to the local government across this nation, though, sir. Mr. Talk, you may have what I want to put a disclaimer on the show because I hope he's not saying no illegal activity.
Well, no. Let me put it to you this way: there is simply some things that we don't know. I prove this over and over and over and over again. It's just simple things. See, we, you know, just like the brother Bianchi was saying earlier about the courts and stuff. Do you realize that a summons or a warrant is an invitation? Do you realize that everybody that's locked up in these prisons across the United States, they're voluntarily?
I'm telling you,
it's not illegal and not a criminal act.
So I know when they have a warrant, even though if they lie, they have to, even if they lie about that probable cause, they have to have a probable cause and some evidence of going into a house. Now, whether they lie about it or not, well, that's up to debate. But they have to have a reason to have a warrant, sir, a search warrant. That's just a fact. But you're saying
all right, there's one more thing that we don't understand. when policemen, and these are private contractors, these are not officers of the law, when these contractors knock on your door, they say, open up, we got a warrant. Now, that warrant has to have a break order on it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be knocking. Because when they got a warrant, and that warrant has a break order on it, they ain't knocking. They're going to kick the door in. They're coming straight in. But anytime somebody knocks on your door, I don't care how loud they knock and how loud they shout, and they say, hold up, we're the police. We got a warrant for your arrest. The first thing to do is tell them, through the door, do not open the door. I don't care if you got a screen door there. Don't open the door. Leave the door shut and talk through the door and tell them, I need you to put this up to the window so I can see the signature of the judge that issued the break order.
Okay,
If they don't do that,
okay,
that's the end. Now, let's say, for instance, that they get stupid enough to go ahead and kick your door in, which they, and I don't know any of them that's stupid. But let's say that we do have one that's done that. The only thing that you have to concentrate on is the break order. That's it.
Well, let me ask you another question, Taharka.
Yeah.
How much you charge to do a driver's license?
How much do I charge? Well, with this type of situation, you cannot, I can't sell that to you. Because what you're going to have to do, what you're going to have to do in order to exercise your freedom of rights to travel against Rome, you're going to have to do it by force. So that means that you're going to have to know.
Wait a minute, Alpha, I'm not done.
Alpha.
I was going to pay you to do it for Eric, for Mr. Talk.
Well, you're going to see, it's not so much the paperwork, it's the force of management.
All
Brother
right,
Tahar?
Enough of that.
What do you mean, sir, it's not paperwork? Everything is about paperwork. You're going to have to file something in court so you can get those things. What do you mean? Everything is paperwork.
No, you don't.
Actually.
I'm telling you what I've done, man. Look, listen to me one more time. This is what you fail to understand. First of all, the last place you ever want to go is the court. And if you do end up in there, whoever the opposition is, when y'all walk in there, he got to come in there on crutches and contractions. We're talking about whooping this dog before we ever make it down there. I don't go there. Now, when it comes to dealing with your exercising your freedom of right to travel, the United States Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over that you have a right to travel. The only person inside these United States need a driver license is somebody operating in commerce. Then you're officially driving. If you're a cab driver, if you're a school bus driver, city bus driver, tractor-trailer driver, these are the people who need a driver's license. But if you're going to the store for your mother and you're driving your family car, what have you, you do not need a driver license. Now, what Rome is doing is Rome is using what we think is law, which is not law, and is masquerading as law. Is called public policy, the enforcement of public policy. That's what happened in North Carolina when Rod Class got through with him. He sued the judges. The police ran across the street and said, this guy said, we ain't even officers of the law. And the judges told him, he said, that's right, and you better get everything out your name because he's going to sue you for everything you got. Every
Brother
officer.
Brother
officer. Yeah, man.
This is Sister Ngoni. I think if you could please speak to the audience and explain jurisdiction and how everything that happens to us is by our consent, because we don't understand our status or our standing in regards to the corporation. Could you help them understand jurisdiction?
All right. Well, first of all, when it comes to the court systems, just like Brother Pianchi said, you're going to – anything below the federal court, and the only real court inside the United States is the International Court of Trade. We're talking about – it's just like taking your children by the hand and say, come on, we're going to the circus. That's what you're dealing with. Okay, because these people are not judges. They are administrative employees, and when you go in with a building, what you think is a courtroom is not. It's an administrative office. Now, what happens is this. Inside the United States, there are two sides to this game. There's the public side, and there's the private side. Y'all need to write that one down. There's a public side, and there's a private side. There's a United States of America Corporation, and then there's the United States Republic, which is the original. Now, you have to understand that this whole thing that we are experiencing in the United States that we're calling a reality is a game. It is a game, just like the football game, just like baseball, just like checkers, just like chess. So what you have to do is understand the rules of the game. Otherwise, you can't play, and you certainly can't win. So when we're talking about jurisdiction, jurisdiction has to start with you. You're going to determine what jurisdiction you occupy. Are you going to occupy your office of estate? They issued a bond, a certificate of live birth. Are you going to take your share of that? Somebody else created it, but they created it in your name without your consent. So therefore, you have some say-so on that. So are you going to take that, it's totally left up to you, are you going to take that information and maintain control of that information and operate properly according to the rules of the game? Every bill sure. that comes to your house is in all capital letters, a dish, address to a fiction that doesn't exist. So what are you going to do?
Sir, but that address is a geographical, factual location in this universe. We can measure that. But, sir, I want to go back to what Bianchi says, sir, because you're giving us information, and you're conveying to me that I, Michael, can go purchase a gun under the grid where there's no registration to blank. Now, it is important when Bianchi says, give me the paperwork, because if a police officer one day catches me with this quote-unquote gun that's under the grid, and if I don't want to be charged for not having any state under the union for not having that gun registered, I need to point in writing to that judge and to that court factually why I can do it. I have to point to law, terminology. I have to point to the facts. You're not telling me nowhere under this. I want to know, give me the facts. Where, give me time, place, and date where it's written that I can personally have a gun unregistered with the government. Nobody in this world, only but the manufacturer in me, knows that I have it, sir. And while anybody in that commerce process is not doing nothing technically illegal from the federal government, sir.
All right,
I want to know. Yeah, you and I'm finished.
Okay. So your name
you better give a disclaimer.
All right, Mr. Tanaka.
Tahaka.
Tahaka.
Yeah.
All right. Have you represented a lot of people in court?
No. I don't go inside the courthouse. I teach people how to win prior to ever going there.
All right. How many people have you taught that have successfully evaded the either the court system altogether, or that they've evaded the judge coming down with a decision, or they've won some kind of court case?
Well, the number is innumerable because I teach worldwide. I just got off the phone with the United Kingdom this morning, and we got quite a few people that have been successful. I've had a young lady call me. She's able to discharge the car note on a car. I've done that successfully. We got other people that's dealt with the mortgage company. But what I try to do, because I have quite a few of them who drop the ball sometimes out of fear, and end up going into court and have to fight, and they win. But what I'm trying to get them to understand is how to pluck this chicken before it goes into the court.
Okay, so how many testimonials do you have that people can look up, talk to these people, and find out
All you have to do, the testimonials that we have are located on my website right over there at www.newfreehelpgroup.com. There are other testimonies that are coming in, and that's the only thing that I've had some real slow motion on is from the people who have gotten free.
Well, that's important because if you're going to sell something, how to beat the system, it would be nice to have real people who have said, yeah, I've used this particular type of process, this system,
well,
this modality, and it's helped.
In my opinion, I'll be absolutely honest with you, and this is what I found. To me, that doesn't do what needs to be done. What people need to do is they simply need to take it just one man at one time, just one woman at a time, and say, look, I'm finna do this myself. I'm going to take this thing, I'm going to learn the rules of this game, I'm going to use the rules of the game, and I'm going to succeed. Now, these are the people that's going to make it. But when a person tells me, well, before I do anything, I need to know somebody else going to do it. I ain't never did that.
Well, that's the way it works. Okay, that's the way
people buy something, that's the way it works. That, and the reason why...
It doesn't matter, Mr. Tucker, I have to look at my own self.
I never did anybody tell me anything about anything. What I did was I stopped, because, see, I don't look at TV.
Hello?
I stopped, took out the book,
Mr. Tucker,
invested the information, learned
it,
put it on the pavement,
instead of talking over me, which makes you...
That's what I did. I didn't look at no help, no handout, no hold my hand, no nothing.
Instead of talking over me, which makes you sound like a con man, how about doing it in a way?
Okay, but I tell you what.
Whoa, 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 who that it works in
well,
the real world.
Wait a minute. Hold
on.
You
wait a minute.
Time,
I haven't told
you. I don't want you to think
yet.
I'm telling you nothing.
Excuse
because
me.
What I would really rather do
excuse
is
me. I haven't finished.
Anything.
You have,
that way you can't have
you
a want problem.
To talk over
like
me,
that
only shows you to be a con man. Now,
right,
if you want to settle down, then I can have some questions.
And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and you guys can have your show.
Mel,
and
how
I'll
about
go about
that?
My business
the exit of
and,
a con man.
Well, I'm
Joe.
Sorry. Well, I guess I'm a con man, and I'll take these
who said Joe?
And,
I said Joe.
Okay.
Mr. Parker.
Hey, sister.
I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us about
okay,
what
sister.
You've learned. And I'm sorry that you have to go, but I understand why. And I hope you'll come back again and share some more of your knowledge with us. See, some
okay,
people,
well,
they don't want to diligence. They don't want to spend years or months reading dry, boring information, but they want to attack people who are out here working based on what they've learned. So I thank you again, and congratulations.
Yeah, okay, Ngonia, you know what your problem is? You keep glomming on to everything anybody and everybody says without looking at the evidence. It's a plain, simple question.
Joe, you know what your problem is? You don't know what I'm glomming on to, and you don't know what I know. You are assuming that I don't know what Mr. Taharka is talking about because, unlike you, I take the time to read 40-page documents and study what he's talking about. So don't tell me what you know about me because you don't know anything about me, Joe.
Why am I always muted?
Because you're talking over me
no,
and
I'm
you're
not talking
about
over
things
you.
You don't know anything
okay,
about.
Good.
I want
Let me
to
know
be
when you're
clear.
Finished.
Don't speak for me because you're not authorized to do so.
Well, okay. Let me know when you're finished, and I'll talk for you anyway because you do glom onto everything. You do glom onto anything, and you think that the first thing that you read is the truth. You have
That's
to have credibility.
Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Enough. All right? The man came on, he spread some, he gave some good information. If you don't believe it, fine, don't believe it. You know, I don't know what this issue is. You know, Joe, you asked your questions.
Well, Mr.
Okay,
Clark, you don't think you need to put a disclaimer on your show?
No, I
Many
don't, Michael.
Many other shows do that.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for your input, but no, I don't.
Here's the
just
thing,
like
Bob.
I let you, just like I let you talk, I let him talk also. All
Here's
right?
the thing, Eric. If somebody
Joe,
wants to
I,
come
I,
on,
Joe,
what?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, okay?
You don't want to hear it?
No, I don't want to hear it.
You don't, what do you want to hear then?
What I'm saying right now, he came on, he put out some information. you take it as it comes. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it. You know, and I've said this before. Everything that's said on this show, everybody's not going to believe it, period. Everybody's not going to accept it or receive it. That's fine. And I understand, you know, y'all like to, you know, question and shoot holes, but it's one thing to shoot holes and question, but it's another thing to be polite when you're doing it. So, no, I'm not trying to hear it right now.
It's all right,
Joe,
is he presenting
Joe,
legal
what
evidence?
What I just say, Joe, I'm not trying to hear that. All right, I'm not. Y'all missing
the
point.
Well, let me ask Joe a question.
No, you can't ask him nothing, Pianke. I'm talking. That's right.
Wow.
Y'all done hit it today. Shut up, Michael. I don't want to hear you either. Now, anybody else want to play with me today? Go ahead. Tahaka, I understand you have a show in the evening. You want to go ahead and plug your show, man?
Well, I do Morris Talk Live 100 on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you all can check that out. I'll probably be doing a show tomorrow night. And you can get in there and take a look at that broadcast. And we have a number where you can dial in with your questions and comments or what have you. You can ask comments. We deal with all of the issues that we're discussing here this evening. We also deal with the earth, our environment, food and water. We grow our own food down here. And we create it and package and ship our own products from the gardens of holistic foods and stuff that we do. The call-in number for my hold on 1 second. I got this right here.
Go ahead and place it in the chat room also.
All right. The number is 310-982-4184. The call-in number is 310-982-4184. And that's Morris Talk Live 100. I can broadcast 7 days a week, but I work with people around the world and their different issues and stuff. And a lot of time, I just don't have time to do a broadcast. But we have a tremendous amount of archives. If you go to newfreehealthgroup.com, you can click on the affiliates page, and my blog talk widget is there. You can listen to all the past shows and the information that we drop right there. And to contact me personally, you can call me at 904-303-9061, and I can provide you with the facts and proof of what I have done and what actually works and what we constantly do on a regular basis.
All right. Thank you, brother. And, you know, stay cool down there in Duval. Let's see. Beasley, I see you had your hand up. You got anything you want to say?
Is the coast clear?
Oh, yeah, it's clear.
I was listening the whole time. I'm familiar with him. I've spoken with him before. I've heard him on another show. And I'm not sure why he got so defensive when he was challenged.
Well, the reason why I got defensive was because the brother just outright called me a con man as if I was trying to sell him on something, and I don't have to do that. And
I've never heard you ask anybody for any money. I've heard you more than this is probably the third time I've heard you speak at length. I've never heard you ask anybody for any money.
No, because what we have to offer, if you look at actually what we are providing for the people, cannot be purchased. Even if you took my archives, we asked for a $60 donation. However, we have well over $3,000 in law books alone in there. So my question would be, how could you have purchased anything for $60? You can't. Everything that's available on this site is for the deliverance and freedom of my people. It ain't no joke. It's been put together by professionals. You got people that own tanks and bazookas inside the United States, and it's all been purchased, and it's all been off the grid.
See,
so to go into long, detailed discussion, I can't do that.
Well, sir, one thing about it, I just want to make 2 points. See, I have to watch up because I have 2 boys, sir. And if they were listening to you, and I have to watch myself as I got older, because what I say sometimes is my son's getting older, I want to make sure what I'm saying, that if they hear what their father is saying, can they live by that, what I want to say there? And you're talking about purchasing guns off of the grid. You keep on using this terminology, off of this grid, sir. And the only thing that I'm saying is, I asked a person that believes in what you believe in, sir, and I asked her, give me the documents to become sovereign. She comes back and says, well, in order to become sovereign, you're going to continue to have to listen to me. It takes a couple of years because you have to get your stuff straight, just like another religion. If you're coming on this, I'm going to have a show where I say, if you want to become a government contractor, you have to fill out this certification, fill it out, boom. Point blank, that's how you achieve that goal. When we're asking you, give us the documents for us to come sovereign, paperwork, you come, and just like her saying, you have to listen to me, give us the 20 donation, you have to learn about yourself somehow. You have to learn how to speak the terminology. No,
hey,
point
Eric,
to the reference to
here.
Point
Eric,
to the, that's
talk.
How this thing works. That's all I wanted to say, bro. You got to watch what you say, and Eric, I think you should give a disclaimer.
Eric, can I say something, brother? Okay, my brother, Mr. Tanaka, man, I like what you're saying. And the problem is these other people that's disputing you, they so hooked on sucking the tit of Rome till they scared to get off the tit of these Europeans, man. So you keep on doing what you're doing, my brother, Mr. Tanaka. I'm gonna get in contact with you, man. Because I'm ready to get off the tit.
Some same Europeans that operated on your kidney and saved your life.
Can I speak? Can I speak, Mr. Beeson? I'm talking now.
I just asked you a question.
I'm
don't get all
upset
with me. I just asked you a question.
So, peace and blessings.
Are those the same Europeans that operate?
I'm talking to my brother, Mr. Tanaka. Tanaka, okay? Peace and blessings, man. I'm with you.
Okay, brother. Well, let me see if I can set the record straight on this. First of all, brother, when you mentioned the word sovereign and stuff like that, you got to forget about that because there are too many things that people inside the United States, regardless of the color, that simply don't know. And I can't go into everything in order to satisfy you. But what I can do is I can tell you for a fact, whereas I was blind, now I see. I have been a blessing to people from here to Afghanistan. And I didn't know we had brothers there. But I found out. My brothers in China, we got brothers there. We got brothers in the islands. We got brothers in Central and South America. I've dealt with them all, everything from New York City to California and from Washington State to Key West, every single day. I don't ever feel like I have to prove anything to anybody because I'm too busy doing what God say do, not talking about what he say do. So if I tell it to you, you better believe I'm going to back it up. I'm a very, very unusual person. My great grandfather and my grandfather stole my grandmama from my great-great-grandfather. And he chased them through three states. And he caught them. Both these men were master hunters, master fishermen, master trappers, and cold-blooded killers. Now, I don't get on here to try to convince nobody of nothing. I'm a different breed of animal. I'm
hey,
here now. If I get you and tell you to do certain things, I'm not going to tell you anything that I haven't done. I'm not going to give you something on speculation. We don't operate that way. We got millions of people of African descent inside the United States that's in slavery today, and their minds are in slavery. I don't have time for BS.
Hey, let me ask you something, my brother. You familiar with the Blackfoot Native American tribe?
My granddaddy was a Blackfoot.
Okay, then me and you some kin, bro. All right, I'm sure I'm going to hook up with you, man, because my great-granddaddy was a member of that tribe, too, in Kentucky, man. So God bless you, my brother. I'm with you, man. I'm contacting you for sure now. For real, you my
okay,
folks.
Brother. All right. Well, come on. So time is running out, man.
Wes, I'm a Blackfoot. I think I got Blackfoot in my family, too. Are we related to Wes? You're just as gullible
you,
as can be.
I'm not related to you, bro.
You okay. Just as gullible. Well, you just fell off the turnip truck. Somebody tell you something, all of a sudden you related to him.
Hey, Mr. Beasley. Mr. Beasley.
Good afternoon, Ngonya. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to share with you, you should check out the World Bank Group on those figures you gave us on Friday about death rates and birth rates. You're kind of low there, buddy.
Yeah, oh, well, they're
not my to the ground, man. You're on the ground.
Don't shoot me.
Oh, I'm not going to. I just wanted to share that with you.
I'm sure you may have read a figure that wasn't correct once or twice, and I don't know, and we don't know that they're true or not.
I'm sure they aren't, because I don't think it's possible for anyone to know exactly how many people are on the planet. But the point is, the World Bank Group has some more accurate figures.
Really? What were their figures?
Oh, they were like 200,000 births, 250,000 die daily, 330,000 born. So that's quite a bit over 80,000.
Exactly what I told you.
Okay, well, it's not for the point of arguing, but, you know,
Right. That's exactly what I told you. I told you 250,000 from what I read, and, of course, I didn't count these people die or born, but from what I read, 250,000 people die every single day, and 330,000 are born. You just want to disagree with me when that's exactly what I said? Come on now.
All right, please, just sharing information with you, that's all.
You're telling me the same thing. All right, I'm not trying to argue with you.
Great.
I want to argue with Wes, because he just done found a relative, because the dude said he's from, his great-grandfather was from some Indian tribe.
Well, that's why I started talking about the figures.
How you with him and you related to him. You're just as gullible as can be, Wes.
We don't want to argue, Mr. Beasley. Okay.
Okay, well, you know what? We're not arguing anymore. That's it for today. I want to thank everybody who came and participated. Brother Tahaka, thank you for the information that you did share with us. You know, it's simple. You know, everybody has information to share. Now, in a perfect world, everybody say, yeah, that's it. I agree with that. But it's not. Everybody's not going to agree with everything someone else has said. But you know what? It's one thing to ask questions, as the new word is around here, is vet. You know, vet that person. But it's one thing to do it intelligently compared to just being downright rude and antagonistic. You know, and it's really frustrating to hear that. You know, we're about trying to learn stuff, man, trying to make things better. Yeah, you know, some of it, you know, you really shake your head, but go and research it. Go and find out for yourself. You know, it's not hard. You know, and we always say that, research for yourself. You know, he gave you the information. You don't believe it? Go and look it up. Go and try and find it. It's not, I mean, it's out there, apparently. You know, he has his own show in the evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, I guess that's 8 Central. You go and listen to him there. Then you can question him and all you want to. You know, you have all the time you want. Okay? Now, for those that's trying to tell me what I should do with my show, this is my show. I pay for this. So I operate the way I want to. Okay? If you don't like it, get your own show. And if you got your own show, do it the way you want to. Yeah, can't y'all tell I'm not really feeling this today? Y'all just done ruined my mood, period. Now, only person got a last word today is my co-host. So go ahead, co-host. What you got to say?
I hope you feel better, Eric. And I want to wish everybody a great evening. And thanks for coming. Hope we have a better day tomorrow.
All right. Yes, I hope everybody has a wonderful Monday evening. Y'all have fun. Everybody in chat room, thank you for joining us. Switchboard, Tahaka, Wesley, Pianki, Michael, Joe, Beasley, Lowe, Vernon, you know, Ebony, David. I want to say thank you for everybody who participated, everybody out there listening in what you call it. You know what? I'm not even going there. Anyway, so without further ado, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. Y'all have a good one, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.